Amit, you have family and friends who are there in India. How are they doing? Are they safe?
My dad and mom are doing well. They are safe. Every day I call them and I tell them, you know, don't go outside. So they're doing well. But a lot of my family relatives or my father friends got COVID infected, and some of them lost their life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So it's quite difficult for them to, like, you know, every day they're hearing sad news. Like, you know.
What are you hearing from them about just what it's like living conditions there right now?
Of course, you know, it has affected both emotionally and physically, as well as also like socioeconomic wise. Watching pictures of people dying without oxygen, pictures of mass funerals on social media and TV has been heartbreaking and distressing to all of us. And almost all of us living in the US have lost one member or our family or friends back in India. We Indian living in the US are in deep grief and kind of feel helpless.
So I guess just kind of describe to me the situation in India right now.
India did a great job in handling the first wave of COVID last year. They used severe lockdown, strict lockdown in the month of April and May. But as we move by the end of the 2020 and India started opening up their market, like, you know, and then there were several elections and that kind of, like, you know, led to increase in the number of COVID cases. The second wave of the COVID in India is a very different from the first wave. There is a new variant, which is much more contagious, and it's also affecting younger people in India this time.
Are there policies that need to change in either in India or internationally to sort of help with that situation?
Vaccination is the only long-term option to getting out of its COVID crisis. This will not only save lives, like it, but also prevent the economy from collapsing. So this is very interesting. Despite India being the world's largest vaccine manufacturers, it is running out of supplies and confronting new challenges. Their campaigning is not aggressive. Their distribution is not aggressive. Like, you know, they're doing like a 9-to-5 job. Like, you know, where in US we have experienced, like, you know, in the month of January, February, they were giving this vaccine 24 hours, 7 days a week. Like, you know, so that's not happening in India. So there is a huge shortage of vaccine in India, and India is in a dire need of vaccines now. What I think, and this is a global health problem, like, you know, it's not only limited to India. What we are seeing that there is an unequal distribution of vaccines across the world. The gap is enormous. 1 in 4 people have received vaccine in developed countries compared to 1 in 500 people in poor countries. So equal distribution of vaccine is critically important to end this pandemic. This is a global pandemic and it's global effort to fight against it. Like, you know, this, we are not safe in the US if Mexico is not vaccinated or Canada is not vaccinated or India is not vaccinated.
Amit Kumar, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Yes, thank you very much.